All right, Jenny Bale.
Yes, Ion.
Now, in this interactive flow, there's been even fuller things laid out as far as a scripted edict regarding this pintad of theocracy.
Very cool.
Talking about wordy words.
Very cool.
What fullness from the script so far has been left untouched?
The Song of Moses.
Yeah, very good. All right, so we'll play with that more fully and completely back to Kings and Chronicles, as you
okay.
know.
I haven't had a chance to, but I did hear your instruction about that. So I will
do
that.
That's correct. But that'll help with that process because it'll lay the future groundwork. So, because it's not just getting the Song of Moses, it's about getting what it is, not just the song. Okay, it's what it is. Because see, this work, if it's worth doing, it's worth knowing. And once you know, then you hide it in your heart. And when you hide it in your heart, then your heart will not defile you.
Yes, I understand.
So we'll finish that because you're going to find that Song of Moses is riddled through the whole process. And you hadn't even got to the good parts of Job yet. You see, because it'll actually rewrite the whole process. But this Revelations rewrite, and y'all call it, this is y'all's, this ain't ours. Y'all do it anyhow you want to. We just play with words till something sinks up and everybody goes, yeah, that's what it is. But, it could be Revelations defined. There's no limitation there. We just play with it because you got to call it something till you decide what you're going to call it. Now, the actual canticles that are laid out, Bob's been very, very, very diligent to get this thing strategized so that you can get it at any point in any part to say the reference of the third seal and the reference of the third bowl and the reference of the third trumpet, what the fuck does that mean? That's where we're going to go also.
Okay.
The linear process, because what that's going to do, Brian, is it's going to double check your place of vindicated knowing. Greggy, what that's going to do on the flip side of that same thing is make your knowing a practical magic, because you stand amazed daily as it is. Well, when we said, you ain't seen nothing yet, now you get a little taste of what we meant.
Well, Ion, this whole engagement has just put a little bit mortar into my knowingness that I got more out of Revelations than I think I did. Because for me, the avenue of getting it is sharing. That's where I get it. This really confirmed that, boy, I followed a hell of a lot more than I thought I did. And that's really the thing.
That's well, of course. Because, see, it's a practical magic. Anytime it's a practical magic, it applies. And that's why we applaud your horse sense of going at it. Okay, because the point is to do it. Okay, and that doing of it is that's what's wrought in your world these marvelous creations and manifestations.
Hey, Greg, did you blipped out? Did you say you swallowed more than you thought or something? Is that what you said?
For me, Bob, I got more than I realized I got out of Revelation. I mean, I really got an example of interacting with people, and that's how I know. by interacting. It doesn't work for me any other way.
Exactly. And knowing that you know doesn't mean you have to get so good at it that you can cram it down somebody else's throat hole.
Exactly. I could have sit and listened to Revelations 30 times, but it's not until I interact with others that I have a feedback mechanism that kind of satisfies the part of me that goes, oh, okay, well, I guess I do have clarity here. So it's just an awesome exercise for me. Jenny and I talk about it. We listen to the first and second session, and we really isolated a bunch of good points. And what was discussed here just reinforced stuff that she and I talked about, and she is very good at mirroring my life to what's going on in Revelations.
So, Jenny, if that's not what the playbill reads, we probably won't come to the show.
Okay, Ion. I heard it.
Okay, Bob. We got to squeeze it now. Now, kick it up. What you want next?
I think we should lay out the parallels of sevens.
Okay.
You mentioned the trumpets, the seals, and that. I mean, we found the foundational stone with the pentad, and that lays out
what it looks like. Now you want to find out what it bees like.
Yep.
Well, in relation to the text, to the chart that the Revelation is showing us.
All right, begin.
So we would take the trumpets, and this would require maybe Brian to lay out the seven aspects of it, the seven references. Like, I don't remember them. I remember there were seven. I remember there were seven seals. Do they have, they had particular qualities, didn't they, each seal?
It's all right.
Yes.
But I don't forget, you got the churches, too. Now,
yeah.
You want to drag that in or not?
All the sevens.
All the,
yeah.
Absolutely. And lay them all out the way you, Ion, said would be the easier way to do it in hindsight.
Okay. Then let's do a little groundwork and lay it out without going into it to death. Okay. Without blowing it through. Let's go with it, laying it out. And then
okay, Ion, here's my question. I've got seals, trumpets, and bowls. Then I got thunders, lampstand, layers of heaven, and spirits of God. I should add churches to that list?
Yes.
Bob, what if each one of us was to take one session and excuse me, and lay out in lateral the sevens that we see in each one of them and then be able to sync them all up together?
Yeah, let's have Ion tell us which chapters, if Brian doesn't know, which chapters each of the sevens are, and we each can look up one.
I know, but that's fine. But what we're going to do here is do it laterally. So if somebody's writing chapter 2, the first one would be, this is into the church section. And see, you'll have columns of the sevens, but you're going to go them lateral. So we'll go across, and that's what Greggy's talking about. Once we lay this out, then you can take individual parts and apply it.
Right.
The first is a message to Ephesus.
Okay, is this the seven churches? Are we
talking?
Okay, so I'm making a column churches. That's what we're dealing with?
That's correct.
And now you're going to name the seven parts?
Yeah, well, the first part is Ephesus. That's the first church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under that, the next one is Smyrna, the message to Smyrna.
Right.
And then the third one would be Pergamos.
Right.
Then the next one would be, say it, Jeannie Bell, Thyatira.
Okay.
The next one would be Sardis. Now that's beginning of chapter 3.
That's 5.
The next would be Philadelphia.
Okay.
Next one will be Laodicea.
So there's the seven churches.
Okay. Now you're going to roll on a little bit further, and then you're going to go next column over, which would be to the right of that, Bob, would be, of course, the seven seals.
Right, seals.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. And the next call am I on?
Oh, are we going to go through? We're not going to go through the seven seals.
We're going to make it first. We're going to make it first.
Okay.
Then, once you, now there are things intermingled into this, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the columns, and then we'll go across and talk about the first, the Ephesus, the first seal, the first trumpet, and then go across and then line those all up. And the next one, the next column to the right of that, Bob, would be first trumpet through the seventh trumpet.
Right. Yep.
And the next column would be?
Well, that's going to break down with, that's going to break down, well, you got the seventh.
Well, we've got four major columns. That's, after that, it's subsets of these four. Is that right, Alan?
Well, no, because we brought churches in.
No, that's right. You've got the vials.
Yeah.
So let's just go along. What's next in your order, Alan? Vials is number four.
Okay. And next?
Okay. The next you'll play out is the subsets.
Right.
And we'll do those that way just because of what you call order of importance.
Right. So the churches were first, but they're not part of the seals, trumpets, vials, and they're not part of the four below that, or the four subsets.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, the subsets would be the woman.
What was that subset?
This section would be the explanatory prophecies.
Oh, okay. So the woman and the war in heaven and all those.
Yes. The woman, the war in heaven, the war on earth, the beast out of the sea, the beast out of the earth.
Virginia wrote all this down already, Bob, from the previous discussion, so we've got
and
it all.
And the three angels announcement.
Okay, let me just write this in. I'll put mine in, too.
Women, heaven, earth.
Right.
Heart of sea.
You know, the way I did it is I've got here one is churches. Then I call it A. A is seals. A one seals. A two is trumpet. A three is vials. Now I'm calling the subset B. B1 is woman, B2 is war in heaven. That's the way I'm organizing it.
That's right, because it'll go across,
Yeah, it's B. It's the B level, we're calling it.
That's right.
Ion, you talked about this like 10,000 dozen times, that it would make much more sense to go through it this way. And I was wondering, when are we going to go through it this way?
We had to lay it up for you so you could get... So you could get there.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. So we could make notes for supplements to the people who, after they've gone through Revelations, we could provide them with the supplements that we've worked through to give them a different order laterally that add more to their understanding of
it. Very good.
Cool.
And then Jenny, the way you'll run your lateral runs, you'll have sections to where you basically would turn them into a vertical and be able to discuss them.
That's right. I see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that way, then you'll have a different run. You'll deal with all of them at their first level, second level, third level through seven. And then, now there are some other positions, like in the explanatory prophecies, you got to deal with the harvest judgment, which is not part of that seven. It's more like the conclusion, okay? And then you got to go through the second coming.
So the second coming is almost the umbrella. The harvest judgment would be the conclusion. this all falls out underneath it. It could go horizontally or vertically like a cross, and you would follow each line across. So you would take Ephesus, seals, trumpets, vials, and then you would go to the woman, and you would run it that way. Or you could run it down, seals, trumpets, vials, churches, blah, blah, blah. So you could play
Good.
It, right?
Yeah. So now
okay.
this is to a sec. There's one more set of seven, Bob.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. When you get to that prophecies of the second coming, the first
uh-huh.
section of that would be the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Okay.
Now that's
okay.
found in 19 verses 7 through 10.
Okay, Ian, I'm writing this thing in here. I've got beast out of the sea, and then beast out of the earth is three angels and elephants come before the 144,000.
No, the 144,000 is next. And then the three angels' announcements last.
Right.
Okay.
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 All right.
Yeah. The next column, Bob.
No, wait. You might as well wait till I catch up. I'm just finishing
right.
up
You're
here.
Right.
Writing in the last bit here.
No problem.
144,000 is my B6.
Okay.
B6 is
okay.
that. And then B7 is the three angels.
Okay.
We lost Brian.
Yeah.
So you're now adding a B for me, B8. What is this? The prophecies of Jesus,
yes.
did you say?
No, prophecies of the second coming.
So that comes after the three angels' announcements.
I think
yes.
the beep you heard was Greg's phone, Ion.
Oh, it might have
Brian,
been.
Brian, are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Prophecies of the second coming is
a category.
Right.
Okay. The first one, because there'll be seven of these, is the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah, and now we're going to give you the reference exactly, especially if y'all making homework out of this. That's chapter 19, verses 7 through 10.
Right.
Now, number 2, or B, would be, well, I'm sorry, number 2. You can do it like you want to. I don't want to mess you up, Bob. The second coming of Christ. That's found in 19, verses 11 through 21.
19, verses 11 through 1. 11 through
21. 21.
21, yeah.
Okay. Now, the next one would be Satan is bound for 1,000 years.
Is that 19?
No, that's 20, verses 1 through 3.
You writing these down, Brian?
No.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'll get it off the
tape.
I'm recording. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You can't get off. We don't send out the recording. We're keeping the recording undistributed. Well, I could send you my notes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You don't get to listen to it again?
No, JW and I and Carol decided to keep it. We're not distributing it. We just keep it and save it for ourselves, and we're not distributing it to anybody. Which then encourages that the next session, you remember again, and you go through it again. You go around the spiral. The recording gives you too much a sense of knowing. Because basically we're writing, typing out a skeleton here. This is the relevant knowing part, is the skeleton chart. Otherwise, it's an ongoing process of perception.
Okay, number 4 is saints reign for 1,000 years.
That'd be saints apostrophe, like a possessive
no,
S?
No, saints reign.
The verb.
R-E-I-G-N.
Saints reign for what?
1,000 years.
Okay.
That'll be chapter 20, verses 4 through 6.
So that's four aspects so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Satan is loosed and leads rebellion. And that's in chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. Next is Satan is tormented forever.
I remember this stuff.
You do, yes. Good. 20, verse 10.
This was the dramatic, you know, clash of titans at the end of the
movie. Right. That's right. Then you have the next is...
Oh, wait. Satan is tormented forever. What was that? 20 what?
20, verse 10.
Okay.
And then the last is the Great White Throne Judgment. Okay. Then that's in 20 verses 11 through 15.
Great White Throne Judgment. Someone laughed?
Yes.
What was it? Share it with us.
No, I said, and then you get to the good stuff.
Right. That's exactly right.
A Marriage Supper of the Lamb, 19:7-10. Second Coming of Christ, 19:11-21. Satan is bound for 1,000 years, 21-3. Saints reign for 1,000 years, 24-6. Satan is loosed and leads rebellion, 27-9. Satan is tormented forever, 20:10. Great White Throne Judgment, 20:11-15. Isn't that sort of like the levels of heaven stuff, Brian?
What's that?
Well, isn't these 19 and 20, wasn't that the little men battling his Armageddon and his apocalypse and going through his levels of heaven? Remember the little man reacting to these, to the second coming? You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, I remember at the end of the last couple of chapters, it was always some guy would, you know, start a war or something, and that was their reaction. They weren't ascending; they were just lashing out at what was going on, and the ascended people were in the New Jerusalem.
In fact, when. Now, did you reference where the war? Okay, we had the war in heaven, and then you had the war on earth.
Yeah, that we have the war in heaven, war on earth.
Yeah, that was in 12:7-12, and 12:13-17, Brian.
Do you remember, Brian, when I was arguing, I said, what, you got that happen in heaven, and that happened, I was trying to figure out which fucking war was, which phase was which. Remember that?
Yes. Well, that happened when we got to 23. When we got to the first war in heaven, and then the second war in heaven, and then
yeah, it never got clarified till then. Because I was thinking that Ion was contradicting, or you know, I didn't even. The first war was caused by the fall of man. No, it was the angle. The argument among the angels was the first war, right?
First war, Lucifer wanted to sit on the right hand of God.
He wanted to do that once the fall of man vacated the throne.
Yeah. Well, you can, that's the scenario that led up to Lucifer wanting to sit at the right hand of God. God said no.
Lucifer and then the had, second. So then what's the second war? The second war was the angels objecting to the ascension of man.
The dark soul.
Right.
Okay. Now...
Is that right, Ion? Is that the way?
Yes.
The second war is the angels objecting to the return to the throne of the little men.
That's right. Now we need to do another little section. There's not seven of these, but it could grow to seven very quickly. But it's only divided into three. So maybe this will be your kingdoms to work it out. These are the prophecies of the eternal state.
So this would be at the end of the book?
Yeah, you'll finish this from a linear of the three. So it'll be like 3 points on the end of the seven across. You'll do it two, two, and two, and then have the conclusion to make seven as they run straight across. So you have a line going across, first seal, first trumpet, the woman, the marriage of the supper lamb, and then the next will be the second seal, and then that'll all merge across to the new heaven and earth are created.
That's the first one? New heaven and earth are created.
Yes. And that one, Bob, will include the first two of each one of your lists. So, you know, your two lists, you have two of them, they'll come across to new heaven and earth are created.
Includes the first two of the vertical list of seven, so to speak.
That's correct. And that is found in chapter 21, verse 1. Okay, then 3 and 4.
No, hold it. Of the seven. So that was... new heaven and earth and created. What's that in the Bible? What's the verse?
21, verse 1.
Okay. Okay.
Now, 3 and 4 running across, that would come across here as New Jerusalem descends.
New Jerusalem descends, and that's what chapter?
21, verses 2 through 8.
And that, I put in brackets, that includes 3 and 4 of the 7.
That's very good, Bob.
Is Ginny here?
Yes, yeah, she's writing like a house on fire.
Yeah. I'm writing like a house on fire, just like
right.
God.
Includes 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. All the way
four.
Across. Then the next to the last one would be New Jerusalem is described, which is chapters 21, verse 9 through chapter 22, verse 5. Get that?
Yeah. So that
it's chapter 21, verse 9 to the end, and then verse 22 through verse 5.
Yeah, New Jerusalem is described.
Yes.
And that would include something? Includes 4 and 5 to 5 and 6 or something?
5 and 6.
So those would be the three?
No, and there's then the last one.
Right. Okay, hold it. Includes 5 and 6.
And the seventh.
Seven.
So the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, the three angels' announcements, the seventh vial, the great white throne judgment, that would be in what we'll just call it the conclusion, the summing it all together. And that's chapter 22. Verses 6 through 21.
So this is the whole chapter 22 is organized in the skeleton key.
Well, no, now wait, now we haven't we there's another little portion. There's another little portion because see, you haven't overthrown the great harlot. You haven't described the harlot. You hadn't destroyed the harlot. You hadn't got rid of overthrown Babylon. You hadn't destroyed Babylon. You haven't had the earth crying over Babylon's destruction. And you hadn't had heaven rejoicing over Babylon's destruction. But those are actually riddled into the judgments. So that'll be worked
out. They aren't part of the second coming.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is exactly correct. You said, is that the whole layout? And we say, no, no, not exactly, because there are some idiosyncrasies that will be woven into this, but they wouldn't necessarily fit in your stacks of seven, Bob. But they will be certainly, you know, embraced, of course.
So the and what will we call those?
You don't even have to list those. We'll clean those up in the vials.
But they're in relation to judgment, right?
That the seven vial judgment. That's right.
The seven vial judgment.
Yeah.
Or you know, seven vials?
Yeah, the seven vials of judgment. That's right. But those other things we listed off would be subsets of that, but we don't want to make it a stack of seven because it's not necessary.
So you're saying this seven vials of judgment is not in the vials list?
No. We're saying that the great harlot described, destroyed, Babylon, destroyed.
Oh, let me write those out.
You don't have to write them out because they don't fit in the lateral chart. They'll
yeah,
be
that's okay. That's okay. But I just want to know what they are.
Sorry. Okay. This does not go in a column. This will be touched on through the vials.
Yeah, okay? I heard that. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. So, if that's the case, you got the overthrow of the great harlot.
And these, you say these are resonances or sub-vibrations of this column of seven vials.
That's correct, but they'll just be touched on, but you wanted to have a reference.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and that's 17... verses 1 through 18. Okay? And it's divided this way as a little inset. The harlot's described.
We're doing the overthrow of the great harlot. Now, you're not bringing another, you're doing a subset of 17, 1 to 18?
That's correct. 1 through 6. Is the harlot is described.
1 through 6. Harlot described.
7 through 18. The harlot is destroyed.
Okay, just a second. I got to make my cursor go over. 7 through what?
18.
Is what? The harlot? The
harlot is destroyed.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay, now the next one would be the overthrow of Babylon the Great.
Okay.
That's found in chapter 18, verse 1, all the way through chapter 19 through verse 6.
Yeah, if I go up above prophecies of the second coming, they start at 19 verse 7.
That's
you know,
correct.
After 19 verse 6.
That's exactly right. So these are those little insets. You know how they'll stick them within the vials and the different sections? This is covering every bit of it in sections so that if there were some application in your lateral chart, this would be how it flows.
Hmm.
Okay, now subset. There. Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to ask Bob, what was 19 verse 7? What was that?
You know, under prophecies of the second coming, that list, seven lists, the first one is marriage supper of the Lamb. That starts at 19 verse 7 after overthrow of Babylon, which ends at 19 verse 6.
Correct. Okay, now the subset of that section is Babylon the Great is destroyed.
Okay, what numbers is that?
Well, what scripture reference is it, Bob?
Yeah, we have overthrow of Babylon the Great, 18:1. Now we're doing subsets of 18:1 to 19:6, so what's the first one?
Right.
1, 2.
Babylon the Great is destroyed. It's 18, chapters 1 through 8.
So I'll just say Babylon. We have 1 to 6, harlots described. 7, 18, harlots destroyed. So this one is Babylon is destroyed?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, the next subset would be Earth bewails Babylon's destruction.
So this would be 9 to something?
Yes, 18:9 through 19.
Through 19 to 6?
No, Bob. Just, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, chapter 18, verses 9 through verse 19.
And I didn't get what you said. Wail?
Yeah, earth bewails Babylon's destruction.
Earth bewails Babylon's destruction. Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, the third one is heaven rejoices Babylon's destruction.
You see, these themes are about the world of Mordor.
Right. That's why it's not in the big list. That's exactly right, Bob.
So the big list is more the personal stone world.
Well, the real thing of what you're trying to draw parallel between the seals, the trumpets, the woman, the vials.
This is your experience on the throne. This is our experience on the throne, the individual
right.
experience
but
on the throne.
These apply. If you don't make the cut, these are what you'll see in your outer... Let's call these Outer Kingdom. How about that? Does that suit you better?
Yeah, and are these the prophecies of the Second Coming? The
no.
prophecies of the Eternal State and
no.
the Judgment of the... No, just
no.
the... This
these
is underneath the Judgment of the Vials.
7 vials of judgment. That's correct.
Let me write that down. 7 vials. Oh, there's going to be 7 of these?
No. You already have 7 vial judgments.
Yes. So I'm
part of that.
What do we call the subset? Judgment of the vials?
Fine.
Okay.
It won't be significant. You just wanted to have them down.
Yeah.
It'll be riddled through the vials.
Yeah. Judgment of the vials. And we're calling this the Outer Kingdom, did you say?
Fine. That's fine. That applies. And the last one, you got heaven rejoices Babylon's destruction.
No, yeah, just a second.
Yeah,
this is the last one?
Yes, of that section.
Heaven rejoices
Babylon's destruction.
Babylon's destruction.
Okay, that's in chapter 18, obviously verse 20.
Well, oh, yeah, we're doing overthrow of Babylon the Great is 18:1 to 19:6, but we're still in chapter 18 doing 1 to 8 and 9 to 19. Then this becomes another part of chapter 18.
This is that third portion, that's right, as a subset of chapter 18, verses 20 through chapter 19, verse 6.
Right.
So it gives the full completion of overthrow of Babylon Great is 18:1 through 19:6, but this just divides it. So if you're trying to figure out what part goes with what, you can find it immediately. So it's a little legend reference to help you because we're going to ring all these through. Now the parts that have not been listed at all that are going to be dealt with, and obviously so, would be the 144,000 Jews.
Okay. No, I want to. So you got here, heaven rejoices, Babylon's destruction, 18:20 to 19:6. What was the little type, the little words after that?
That was
Babylon's destroyed, earth bewails Babylon's destruction. What's the little phrase for 18:20?
Oh, sorry. Got it. Heaven rejoices, Babylon's destruction.
I have that over on the left. That's the main theme. Like you got judgment of the vials.
No. That'd be the overthrow of Babylon the Great.
This is part of that. It's not a new thing.
That's right. This is the completion of that section, Bob.
Right. Heaven. Okay. So that would delete that. So you've got here. So we've been doing overthrow of Babylon the Great. Babylon's destroyed. Earth bewails Babylon's destruction. Then heaven rejoices at Babylon's destruction.
That's correct. And that's just a little subset breakdown so you can find it for easy reference.
Right, and this definitely is Outer Kingdom stuff.
Absolutely. See, so it's not part of your big list of seven. It's just the fallout.
I'm putting Judgment of the Vials in an Outer Kingdom, and in brackets, can I put Mortar?
Please yourself. That's fine with us.
Is Outer Kingdom is probably not limited to the world of Mortar, but Mortar is definitely part of the Outer Kingdom?
Certainly, because so much of this will just be descriptions of what happens if you jump off. You don't jump to get to the throne.
Yeah, you fall back into tribal agonies.
It's the Outer Kingdom of what you've been with other people experience.
Well, right.
That's why it's not as significant. Okay, now there's a few sections that have not been covered at all. It may not fit into any category of seven. What you're going to find is we say list them somewhere else, and you may find that it becomes the overview big picture, okay? And the first one of those would be the 144,000 Jews, which is Chapter 7, verses 1 through 8.
Say the chapters again.
Yes, 144,000 Jews is chapter 7, verses 1 through 8.
Yeah.
The great multitude of Gentiles.
That's the next thing.
Next one, yes.
Great multitude... what?
Gentile.
So that is...
Chapter 7, verses 9 through 17.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next one would be the harvest judgment.
None of these titles were not in the text that we used when we went through them.
Yes, they are.
They were titles.
Every one of them.
Yeah, they weren't. Some of them weren't the titles that I had of the King James. That I had.
Oh
different.
Well, yeah. Well, you.
Yeah, but so you're so you were correcting them. So if I went back and listened, I'd recognize these titles. You're just citing the titles, okay? So what was that?
To harvest judgment, to make the columns. See, this is what you're using to make your columns out of, so you can do it laterally.
Is it optional to spell judgment J-U-D-G-E or no E J-U-D-G-M-E-N-T? Do you know about that?
No E.
Never any E?
Well, right.
Okay. Maybe
in
the American
chapter 14. Verses 14 through 20.
I'm just doing the E's in my judgment.
Oh, well, there's no pen.
No, I just want to be consistent. So that was 14 to 20.
That's correct.
14 to 20.
Okay. Now, the only other thing that's left is one more subset. Yeah, it's pretty big. Okay, but this is a category.
Okay, I wanted to say that these things, these listings, the recent listings here, all the other parts are dealing with the seven columns?
That's correct. These right. would not, these will be wrangled through it, but not completely. The other four...
This once we have this typed out here and what I've got here, it is the grid of the whole book.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It absolutely is. Okay, the other portion that's left is the person of the judge.
That's the title, the person of the judge?
Yes. And this is little, but it covers a lot of words.
Okay.
Okay, it's chapter 4, verse 1.
No title. No more titles.
Person, there are two subsets.
So are you going to give us the title of the first subset?
Yeah, but I got to give you the scriptures for the person of the judge.
Oh, I thought that was the... Okay.
Oh, I wasn't through. I'm sorry. Chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 5, verse 14.
So, like we had the 144,000 Jews, great multitude of Gentiles in the harvest judgment, that was overview of the big picture.
That's correct. So is this.
This is part of the overview of the big picture?
Certainly.
Okay, so this would be part... You got the three, which are part A, and now we're doing part B of the overview.
That's fine. And there's only one section with two subsets. So but it just covers a lot of scripture, you see.
Right.
Okay. Now, okay, under subset under person of the judge, that first subset will be the throne of God. Brian says you can't leave that out. You got to have that or throw the whole thing out.
Right.
It's in chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And then the second subset of that would be the sealed book.
The sealed book.
Uh-huh. And that begins in chapter 5, verse 1 through 14.
5, verse 1 through 14.
That's correct.
So the person of the... So overview of the big picture has two parts. A, which is 144,000 Jews, the great multitude of Gentiles, the harvest judgment. Part B of the overview of the big picture is the person of the judge, which has two subsets, the throne of God and the sealed book.
That's correct. And
whereas 144,000 Jews, great multitude of Gentiles, harvest judgment, is three things. B, the person of judge, is just one thing, but has
right.
two little subparts.
That's exactly correct. And the reason we did it that way on purpose, so they wouldn't skew your lateral running. Because see, they apply, but they don't fit laterally.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So
yeah.
That way, it gives it there. We didn't exclude anything, but at the same time, we set it so you could have what we talked about in the original section, but we just knew it had to be pretty voluminous to run it out long ways.
So now we've got it outlined.
Yes.
So are you there, Ginny?
I'm totally here.
Right. Do you see how you've got this dialogue, you know, the word stone versus the order of language? So what we stumbled through turns out to be chartable. We were getting to the chart, this chart, stumbling through, guided unconsciously sort of by the chart, because it is laying out the personal stone stuff, the sevens, and then these outer kingdom worlds and then subsets overlap. Now, what are angels on? What would we say about angels on this grid?
Oh, angels are completely separate.
They're actually the mediation between the two.
Exactly, without using that nasty word that we won't have, but yes.
Yeah, like, Ginny, if you made a movie of this, you have the person going through their subjective... did you ever see Oh, Lucky Man? You know that movie?
What movie?
Oh, Lucky Man, 1974, Malcolm McDowell. He's a... No, it's the... Not Oh, Lucky Man. It's the one by Orange Clockwork.
Clockwork Orange?
Yeah, Clockwork Orange. Remember at the end when they forced his eyeballs open and he had to look at the horrible images?
Yeah.
You remember they were trying to program the Malcolm McDowell, the criminal, the juvenile delinquent. He forced his eyes open to look at the horrible images. It's almost like you could have
Malcolm McDowell there going through a mystical, his own world, the realization of the throne. And every now and then they turn his head, open his eyes, and he has to watch this horrible collectivities battling it out in the mortar world. And then he goes back to his own personal power. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
It's shifting back and forth.
Right, and it can go. I mean, there's a whole dynamic here because it's like a. It is. It's like what we talked about Saturday. It's all the interactions and all the different levels.
The shifting of the. Yeah, you got the basic word power, and you get and your word power. You're doing it. You're ascending, and then you get interrupted by language dynamics. they confuse you or
extract yourself from language dynamics to get. To the process anyway, so it's...
Yeah, I missed the first word. What'd you say? The first word about the language dynamics and doctor.
Well, you have to extract yourself from the
yeah.
world of language.
Yeah.
Get to the stone, then to go back to language, but then when you get your stone, the world of mortar doesn't really matter. That's the whole point. But you still are seeing it or being seeing it expressed because it's in the outer kingdom. So how do you...
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Ion. Can you not see what's going on in the outer kingdom?
Certainly. You can avoid not seeing what's in the outer kingdom.
Okay.
The same way you can engage your inner kingdom without any emotion.
Right. I mean, can you be someplace and not even know about it? I guess you could. You could be at any. You could be in other worlds.
What are you talking about, Bob? These people shows up in JW's bedroom buck naked all the time, and they don't necessarily remember it, but yet they are.
And you see it. You don't have to see it, but you see it.
I don't mind. Naked folks don't bother JW. He's
yeah.
fine.
Here's a question.
Self, so it's no big deal.
That whole thing about 911 happening, what about the world where it didn't happen? So all this is describing World 1?
Well, we've done this now. We use World 1 just because that's your base reference.
Yeah.
It makes no difference. Just like when they lay it out in Fringe, when Martin Luther King is on the $20 bill and they don't know who Andrew Jackson is.
Right.
See, so that's a different world. Just not bad, just different. So.
But that raises the whole question. Does this Bible, this Revelations, which has 911 in it as we interpreted,
yes.
Is the book of Revelations over in another world?
Different.
The difference. This is only different. For our world.
That's right.
Now, there's a new one. But look at that, Jenny.
That's
this
right.
is only for that's this
that.
World.
Let me tell you why. Because the Council of Nicaea that set the scriptures in the other world would apply it to that world.
No, but you said the Council of Nicaea that would set the scriptures, they were over in the other world, or they sent the scriptures over to the other world?
No, Bob, it'd be a completely separate Council of Nicaea.
Oh, okay. The other Council of Nicaea would
do. Exactly.
They might include the chapter 23.
Well, no, they haven't yet, but they could. I mean, it's.
But they did. They presented a different Bible.
That's correct. Set up differently. Very, very different. That's right.
So how's that a punchline, Ginny? We're analyzing just one world's book of Revelation. That's pretty good.
One that gets you where you are, you see, because people
yeah.
don't know what they like. They like what they know.
And this is what we know.
Correct. And that's what you. That's your base. Greggy, that's why we talk about a litmus test.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's what it was. And then you gauge
right.
from the was. To make the is an isian.
Are you getting this, Brian? Are you listening to this?
Absolutely.
This is secret counsel, man.
Yeah, and we would make a request. If you all talk about it amongst yourselves, that's Brian, Bob, and JW won't get it immediately, but in a bit he gets the download.
Yeah.
And knows what is, but it takes him a little bit. It's getting faster and faster. But having conversation and interaction, keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed in this particular arena. Because as you fully develop it, then you won't get tangled up or crossways with it. unless you're discussing it amongst you all selves, then what happens if you've all engaged it so it can sync up easier, basically. Until we get it.
Ion, what you're saying is we can talk about it amongst ourselves, those who've been on the phone call, if we want to engage with each other around what has we've discussed tonight, but we wouldn't talk about it outside of this space.
Yet.
Okay.
Not
yes.
forever. Not for eternity. Right. Just for this now. Because you want to get it down, and
that's
then you
right.
can have that conversation and not befuddle yourself.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You're right.
Okay.
That's right. And that's just for the now. That's just for the now. It'll soften up. But ask Bob, just when we set something that's every single time without fail or exception, then that becomes the exception.
Right. We move on. Something else comes in. The rug
is
pulled out.
It rolls. And see, because that's the whole process. That's Bob's android meme.
Right. So yeah, the Evergreens describe the second coming as a time of perpetual change, and that served
exactly
me well.
Right. And so you got to get this so you can recognize the change.
Yeah. So did the Council of Nicaea see this chart? Did they have this understanding? And then
no, they did not.
This is what John saw. This is what John organized.
John's reference, yeah, and yeah. barely made the cut.
What barely made the cut?
Revelations barely made the Bible, Bob.
Oh, yeah, okay, but I mean, he, I don't know if he did tell it up with these parts, or did he spell these, did he have a grid like this,
no.
or it just came to him? He organized it in process.
Well, actually, we organized it in the process. He didn't have this.
Oh, he was intuiting it. He's like Joyce, James Joyce. He sort of spewed it out, kind of guided it. He knew what he wanted, but he didn't know there was this underlying order in it.
Of course. And see, that's why it comes across kind of not in the best format, because if he's going to run it laterally rather than linearly, it had made a hell of a lot more sense.
He didn't know to do it laterally.
Correct.
You're too involved in the process.
Correct.
Okay, that's pretty neat. So we're hearing what's never been said before about all this.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but the whole point is that the Council of Nicaea was not to inform us. It was to just provide an objective for an emperor of Rome. I mean, they didn't want to impart any knowledge. They just wanted to give what he
had. That's the council. That's the council, Gray. I'm talking about John himself.
Oh.
Didn't even have this.
No. Never mind.
No. You're right about the council. They're just botchers. But John himself, is he watching right now and amazed at what... The structure here?
Very pleased. Because what you're doing, Bob, as God, is you're completing his work.
Yeah. What world is he in right now?
Got your back covered, John.
What'd you say?
I got your back covered, John.
Where is John right now? Can you say he's someplace?
Hold on, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah.
JW had to change ears finally.
Yeah, me too. I just changed.
He had his ear. He was suffering from cloven ear syndrome.
But this is pretty neat. How's this for a punchline? We're how'd it go? Way to go, John. We're backstage. Very good, John. He's slapping us on the back. Great performance, guys. Now I know what I did.
Pretty much. Because see, it was placed, but it wasn't facilitated until now. See, the revelations have been completely left out of the whole thing until today.
Right, because it never. You're saying you would have said, "Hey, Bob, we're going to do the Bible," We're going to do chapter 23 and the never seen before book of Revelations. You could have said that.
Pretty much. Yep. There are a few that we can include, but we thought we'd get a little groundwork first.
Don't know what that means. You say the few you can include.
There are books that have not been, that are not, that we can do.
Oh, I see. There's other, even other books that are not even mentioned in Apocrypha.
Oh, yeah.